Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. So today I would like to talk a little bit about divine masculine. The reason why I would like to talk about this today is because I feel like I've been forced to be too much in my masculine. Taking care of my family, the children, and pretty much everything in my life has forced me to be in this energy, and not in a balanced, but a wounded state of the divine masculine. I yearn to let go and step into my divine feminine, but in order for me to do that, I need to identify the two aspects, which is why today I will do the divine masculine, and next month, on the 11th, I'll do the divine feminine. The energy is very action and about getting things done. If we look at it from an egg and sperm perspective, the divine masculine is the sperm. It's moving, goal-oriented, and competing with other, has a lot of stamina, and the egg just waits, but uses some of her intuition to choose the one sperm it wants to receive and let in. Divine masculine is about dynamic, fiery force that cuts through the resistance. It's strong, with great stamina, and can co-create beautifully with the divine feminine. It's both the focus point and the strength behind the focus. The mind of the divine masculine is very linear. It takes on one thing at a time. It's direct with a clear goal in mind. If you know how a neuron is created, you will see how I picture it. In one end, there's a cell body with a lot of dendrites to receive information and process information. And then it goes down the axon, which is a straight path, to the synaptic terminal, which sends information to the next neuron. So the divine feminine is the head, the receiving cell through multiple dendrites, and the divine masculine is the axon and the synaptic terminal. Its focus is going forward in one direction and to get the job done by sending it off to the next one. For the neuron to function, it needs both the head and the tail to work perfectly together, one receiving correct information and the other transmitting the correct information. It needs to be in balance and harmony, and both doing what they are created to do. The masculine is about protection. It's about force, knowing what they want, meeting their targets, setting their goals, leadership. The man leads, but the woman creates. The man goes forward as the woman listens. The man protects and the woman guides. So if we were to do a list of some of the attributes associated with the divine masculine, it would be strength, action, focus on logic, protection, and assertiveness, along with being non-judgmental, staying committed and powerful, having a sense of deep integrity, being humble and yet vulnerable, being grounded and centered and can hold space, being truthful and honest, holding oneself accountable, supportive and compassionate. Divine masculine can be focused and purpose-driven with the ability to create and provide a stable foundation. The divine masculine is at its best a healthy expression of leadership and power with honesty and compassion. So what are some of the attributes of the wounded or toxic masculine? Fear of failure, a need to be right all the time, unhealthy attachment to success, being constant and distant, aggressiveness, being stuck in the mind and not in touch with their emotions, critical and judgmental, being selfish, what about me, wanting revenge, in a defensive and attacking mode. So the toxic masculine, whether it be in man or woman, is someone who reacts defensively and tries to shift blame rather than to listen and meet with compassion. Someone who leads with an ego or force instead of focus and purpose. Someone who always seeks attention for themselves and feel a need to prove his worth. and is threatened by female energy instead of understanding that both divine feminine and masculine is inside each and every one of us. I think we all can relate to some of these attributes, whether they are healthy or wounded. What we want to do is go from wounded or toxic to healthy, and not to stay in one or the other, but to be in a healthy balance of both divine masculine and divine feminine in order to access the needed energy for what we want to create. The neuron needs a functioning head and tail in order for it to function correctly, and we both need an egg and sperm in order for new life to be created. It's all in the balance and in co-creating and coexisting. God made us man and woman. He gave us each gifts to complement each other's weaknesses with our own strength and vice versa. Today I would like to include a little meditation to heal the divine masculine inside of you. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts, and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world. Divine Masculine Meditation. Find a place to sit or lay down comfortably. Take time to ground yourself. Close your eyes and place your focus on your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the stress leave the body. All the worries just melts away from you. Feel like you're laying on a flat rock surface. You're laying down and you feel the energy of the rock underneath you through your back. Cold, strong, resilient, powerful, everlasting. You just feel it's full of minerals and withstanding the test of time. Place all the attributes on a flat stone ground in your mind. Bring it in and slowly rise from the ground and realize that you're standing on top of a mountain. You see the world from where you stand. Look out over the world. See towns, countries. Just look out and look at the world. You want to take a closer look, so you take on flight. Rush to the edge, and as your feet leave the ground, you turn into an eagle and fly high in the sky. From this point, you climb higher and higher. The powerful wings lift you to find air streams that carry you so you can only glide. You look down with your eagle eyes and see the world and the details of what's going on, like looking through exceptionally strong binoculars. You fly in the sky and let your wings carry you to a plane. And as you go down, you transfer to become a buffalo, running over the plain at full speed. Dust follow your trail as you run, wild and free, over the burned grassland towards the forest. When you come closer to the forest, you turn from a buffalo into a bear. Running in the forest with big, heavy trees all around you. You rise up on your hind legs and let out a roar. Feel the roar inside of how it resonates within you. The energy of the eagle, that power, the focus, the vision. The energy of the buffalo, the protector, the provider, the peacekeeper. The energy of the bear, strength, power, and to harness the right thing at the right time. Bring it all inside of you. Traits of the divine masculine. And now I want you to access the energy of someone you look up to. That for you are a healthy and balanced divine masculine. For me, it is Jesus Christ. But you can choose him or someone else. I just want you to call in that energy. See it. Feel it. Listen to it. Smell it. And touch it. What does it look like? Harness the essence from the person you're thinking of. It comes from them in the shape of a silvery fluid that you can hold in your hand. And it swirls and shifts in the palm of your hand. Take it and gently let it flow from the top of your head and travel down your head and your brain, your eyes and your throat and down to your heart where it takes up half the heart in a yin-yang shaped form. Feel the power of the words that come as you are in a balanced divine masculine state. Strength. Action. Focus. Logic. Protection. Assertiveness. Non-judgmental. Committed. Powerful. Integrity. Humble. Open and vulnerable. Grounded. Centered. Able to hold space. Truthful, honest, holding oneself accountable, supportive, and compassionate. Take in all these qualities of the divine masculine. Feel them blend together and how they calm down inside of you. This energy is a part of who you are, not the whole of who you are, but a part. Next time, we will work on the Divine Feminine and incorporate the Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine in harmony and balance. Now, just focus on your breath. And when you feel ready, you can come back to the here and now and open your eyes. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine.